From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge fire in Dubai. The city police chief says everyone has been evacuated from the 63-story hotel known as The Address. Dubai authorities are trying to get the blaze under control. The hotel was packed with New Year's Eve revelers when fire broke out at about 9:30 p.m. VOA's Margaret Bashir was at the scene.
The Address Hotel, which is one of the luxury hotels in downtown Dubai, has gone up in flames completely. I'm in a restaurant right near the hotel. We were all here to see the fireworks tonight at the Burj Al Khalifa, which is the tallest tower in the world. For sure, it was full of people tonight, paying a lot of money to see the fireworks show.
Initial reports said at least 14 people were injured. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. The order comes in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program. The sanctions threat came after missile tests by Iran that the U.S. says violated a U.N. Security Council resolution banning Iranian development of a ballistic missile. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he will consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation an attack requiring a counterstrike. Mr. Nkurunziza addressed the nation Wednesday. He is facing increased opposition from the AU and the international community over his quest to extend his tenure as president. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than 3,700 people are believed to have died making that trip. That's 500 more than in the previous year. This is VOA News. Security is tight at New Year celebrations in cities around the world as authorities confront threatened possible terrorist attacks. In Sydney, Australia, one of the first places marking the dawn of 2016, Australians enjoyed one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. In Russia, authorities decided to shut down Moscow's Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year. Though not officially acknowledged, the move seems aimed at concerns about terrorism. Also on high alert was Jakarta, Indonesia, where police uncovered plans for an attack on the capital. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Paris has also canceled its fireworks show and cut back on plans for the evening. The diplomatic dispute over Turkey's deployment of soldiers and tanks to Iraq continues to deepen, with Iraq accusing Ankara of reneging on an agreement to withdraw its forces and threatening military action. Dorian Jones reports.
In a warning to Ankara, Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari said, "If we are forced to fight to defend our sovereignty, we will fight." The threat comes as Baghdad accused Ankara of only partially withdrawing a recently deployed force of soldiers and tanks to protect its training camp in Bashaka in northern Iraq. But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
China announced Thursday it has begun building its second aircraft carrier in the latest sign of the nation's rapid modernization of its naval forces. The Defense Ministry says the carrier is being built in the port city of Dalian. China's only other carrier was purchased from Ukraine in 1998. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned-opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Roch Marc-Christian Kabore was sworn in as Burkina Faso's new president. Diallo was installed in his new position immediately. The Republic of Congo has announced it will hold its presidential election in March. That decision follows the recent approval of a new constitution that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. The election has been set for March 20th, 2016. Mexico has deported the mother of an American teenager wanted for violating his probation in connection with a drunk driving crash that killed four people in 2013. Mexican officials say Tanya Couch was placed late Wednesday on a plane bound for the U.S. She faces an arrest warrant and felony charges of hindering an apprehension. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.